The Haunted House That Jack Built, written and narrated by Helene Becker, illustrated by David Parkins.
This is the house that Jack built. This is the stew that cooled in the house that Jack built. This is the ghost that sampled the stew that cooled in the house that Jack built. This is the ghoul that scared the ghost that sampled the stew that cooled in the house that Jack built. This is the mummy that chased the ghoul that scared the ghost that sampled the stew that cooled in the house that Jack built. This is the beast with the pointy horn that tossed the mummy that chased the ghoul that scared the ghost that sampled the stew that cooled in the house that Jack built. This is the fairy all forlorn that froze the beast with the pointy horn that tossed the mummy that chased the ghoul that scared the ghost that sampled the stew that cooled in the house that Jack built. This is the count on the prowl until morn that bit the fairy all forlorn that froze the beast with the pointy horn that tossed the mummy that chased the ghoul that scared the ghost that sampled the stew that cooled in the house that Jack built. This is the skeleton, tattered and torn, that teased the count on the prowl until morn, that bit the fairy all forlorn, that froze the beast with the pointy horn, that tossed the mummy, that chased the ghoul, that scared the ghost that sampled the stew, that cooled in the house that Jack built. This is the witch, her wickedness sworn, that rattled the bones of the skeleton torn, that teased the count on the prowl until morn, that bit the fairy all forlorn, that froze the beast with the pointy horn, that tossed the mummy, that chased the ghoul, that scared the ghost, that sampled the stew, that cooled in the house that Jack built. This is the monster popping the corn that he gave to the witch, still wicked but worn. And the rattling skeleton, tattered and torn, and the love-struck count, done with fearing the morn. And the fabulous fairy no longer forlorn. And the two-headed beast with the crumpled-up horn. The fearsome mummy, the ghastly ghoul, the spooky ghost. And they all ate stew, and their trick-or-treats too, at the Halloween do. That was held in the house that Jack built.
Okay, so here's the recipe for Halloween skeleton stew by Werther Bray. Take a smidge of cartilage. Add some hints of ligaments. Stir the stew with bones and glue. Boil hard in a gravy. graveyard. And when it's done, you'd better run.